This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Good Day Health Now. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is joining us, as he usually does, from his perch at Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. I'll tell you during the course of the program how to be in touch with Dr. Ken, because he certainly is an anchor, a place to go. Hey, actually, last week, after I'd been to see you, we didn't really have much time to talk about what happened to me as sort of a guinea pig with information. Maybe we'll have some time for that, but there's so many other things that we need to focus on, including all of the hysteria, and that's my word. This coronavirus thing is way over the top. I would like to spend a lot of time on this, Ken, to calm people down, because I know you are the voice of reason. I don't know what you have for research, but I got some things that I want to throw into the mix, and especially I want to hear from you and what you've learned as a cardiologist. First of all, how does the, in terms of the specifics of your practice, how does the coronavirus interact with people who have cardio problems, heart problems, circulatory problems? Is it more of a problem for people who have those compromised issues?
Yes, well, people with heart disease, that's a chronic health problem, and people are unbelievably stressed out about this. And what I'd like to do is try to reassure everybody, because there's two groups. We all will fit into one of two groups regarding this coronavirus. Most of us will be in the 85% group who will have this illness, and it'll be a minimal to mild illness, a cold. You won't even know you had it. Coronavirus, it's been around for a long time. It's a family of viruses. They're part of the cold viruses, rhinoviruses, coronaviruses. They make up these respiratory viruses that we all know as the nasal congestion, a standard cold. So 85% of us will get over this, maybe not even know we had this infection. It's the other 15% that we need to be concerned about. The elderly, people say 70 or 80, sometimes even people in their 60s. And the people who have chronic illnesses, heart disease, cancer, an immune suppressing problem. These are the people, diabetes, uncontrolled high blood pressure. These are the people who are in the high risk groups. And these are the people who we need to protect. And what's going on right now in our country is containment. That's how we approach these epidemics of infectious disease, to try to keep them from getting any worse. It's so hard for me to get anybody worked up about the flu. The flu kills anywhere between 15,000 to 60,000 Americans a year. We had a pandemic, H1N1, in 08-09 from, we think, either Asia or Mexico. The source of it still is unclear. But we've already gone through a pandemic, 08-09 season. And most of us made it through. We don't want any deaths, but so far in America, we've had a little less than 40 deaths from this. And again, in a typical flu season, 15,000 to 60,000 Americans die, unfortunately. And again, it's so hard to get people worked up about it, about the flu. So you want to avoid people who are sick. You want to wash your hands often. You want to avoid touching surfaces in public places. You want to avoid crowds. You want to stay away from the people. If you're sick, there's so much each one of us can do. You want to avoid getting the people at high risk sick. So if you sneeze or cough, do it into your elbow. If you are sick, stay home. That's so important. Just avoid the people. You may want to stay away from mom, grandparents, dad. If you're sick, definitely, if you're sick, give them a chance. And seasonality, the coronavirus, the flu virus, as soon as the temperature gets high, the humidity gets high, they go away. And why should we suspect that the coronavirus, the new one, is any different, won't have a seasonality? It's going to have a seasonality. Another important factor. Right now, the death rate, we know from flu, is about 0.1%. And you have figures of anywhere between 3 to 5% for the death rate for this new virus. However, in South Korea, the death rate is only 0.6% for the new virus, the coronavirus. And that's because they're doing excessive testing. And right now, we know the number of people who die, but we are tremendously underestimating in America the people who have it, who have the virus. So once we start doing a lot more testing, we're going to see the death rate go way down. I'm predicting we're going to be resembling South Korea, and it's probably even going to be better, and we'll see it in the 0.6 to 0.5% death rate, not the 3 to 5 or the 3.4 that WHO, World Health Organization, quotes all the time. This is not as lethal as it appears. The key is to protect the group, those 15% of us who are high risk, over the age of 70 and 80, have chronic illness, cancer, heart disease, uncontrolled high blood pressure and diabetes, an immune deficient problem. You're on chemotherapy. You have an autoimmune problem. Your immune system is not good. And if you get all worked up about this, I think the hysteria, the anxiety is worse than the illness. You're not doing it for your health because you're diminishing your own immune system, which you want to keep up because that's how you're going to fight this. And what you need to do to keep your own immune system up is to lower the stress level, get enough sleep, eat healthy, get exercise, just live healthy, stay away from cigarettes, stay away from excess alcohol. Just live a healthy life. You know what we've been talking about for so long. The blood pressure, the cholesterol, the weight, the blood sugar. Get yourself into a healthy lifestyle. Exercise when the doctor tells you it's okay. And again, watch the stress. I have never seen this area of the world so stressed out by anything since I've been in practice. I'm almost getting laryngitis from reassuring people, from talking so much about this, because heart patients just don't do well when their stress level is high, and your immune system doesn't do well when your stress level is high. So if you're overreacting with anxiety, you're not doing it for your health.
The results of this, it's almost criminal, and you wonder how this got so out of control, news media, social media, all of this stuff. But you're so right when you look back at what we were going through 10 years ago and what we went through 20 years ago. It's like a cycle, 10 or 12 years, there's always one of these things. And those words of reassurance are very, very helpful, Ken. Thank you. And people hopefully will take note. But I want to get into some other things where we can help people. I don't want to spend the whole hour talking about this, but I think we need to spend a little bit more time on it and then get into some of the other research that you've done from the various meetings, if there are going to be meetings of some of these groups. There certainly are reports that are in the medical journals that you continue to watch, and we'll get to those as we continue here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen, and the idea of being healthy, the idea of having no heart problems. Ken certainly, with his expertise when it comes to cardiology, knows how important it is to have the body mass index where it needs to be, to have your weight where it needs to be. You will be unhealthy. You will be vulnerable if you are out of shape, if you are too heavy, if you're not getting exercise, you're not taking care of yourself. So that's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin is the home remedy, if you will. Lots of questions being asked now about weight and what it does to your lungs and your respiratory system. Well, it's not too late, but if you're concerned about your weight and about, the weight does put pressure on all of your systems, including your lungs, let's make some progress. Let's get at the problem of losing weight by going to Calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin.com. Sign up for the program, the natural weight loss program that has nothing in it that will be negative, nothing that will hurt you. Basic ingredients are collagen, protein, and aloe vera. In a blend that will help restart your collagen production in your body, help you lose the weight, push the fat off. That's how it works. 86%. success rate. Compare that to any of these other programs or any of these other ways to lose weight. Fabulous. And the good thing here is that shipping is free. You get $10 off each bottle when you use the DJV code. So get online right now, please. Get yourself into the program. Lose the weight. Be healthy. Don't worry about your health and well-being. Get to that weight that you need to be at and stay there. Keep the weight off. That's what Calitrin does. Keeps the weight off of you. Go to Calitrin.com. Use the discount code DJV. Save $10 on every bottle. Get the six-month supply and watch your body return to those thrilling days of yesteryear when you actually look pretty good.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY11 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY11 to 85850. That's EASY11 to 85850.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USANA.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Continuing on now with Dr. Ken, let's stay with coronavirus for a while. Give us some details on the virus itself, Ken, will you? What happens? How long does it live? Where does it come from? That sort of thing.
Sure. The news this week, after studying in China, the epicenter, some of the deaths, how this proceeds, we now learn that this novel coronavirus, it can remain in the air for up to 3 hours and survive on some surfaces for 2 to 3 days. The way you're going to get this is by either it being coughed into the air, you're breathing it in, or by you touching the surface where it's present. So it's possible for the virus to spread through the air as well as through touching of contaminated surfaces. Be aware of this, and when you cough, do it into your elbow. Don't do it out into the breeze so that everyone else can breathe it. And also, be careful about touching surfaces that everyone else is touching. If you have to, then go wash your hands. I recommend singing happy birthday to yourself twice with soap and water. That's the way to do it. If you can find Purell, carry it around with you. And maybe you just want to give up the handshakes, give the fist bumps for a little while until this all passes. And in a month or two, hopefully this will be just a memory.
And as you said, those people who are older, who have a history of sepsis or heart trouble, they are the ones that are in that 15% category, right?
Yes, being of older age, having a history of sepsis, that's a bad infection in the blood, and having a history of blood clotting seem to be all key factors associated with a higher risk for death.
Sort of MRSA and that sort of thing.
Yes, right, so also underlying diseases like high blood pressure and diabetes and the prolonged use of non-invasive ventilation are items associated with death in these patients.
I want to tell you what the Japanese doctors are suggesting as we continue now. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on a special edition of Good Day Health.
Maybe not. not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Well, actually, I don't want to move off of coronavirus. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. I'm Doug Steffen, our weekly get-together, Dr. Ken, and the podcast, by the way. I'll remind some of you about some of the fabulous information that you can get. It's sort of gleaned out of our long conversations into a shorter podcast, and you can get those at gooddayhealthshow.com. I'm sure this is going to be something that we want to condense, have as much info as possible. So with that in mind, Ken, I'm going to bring you to some research that I saw from Japanese doctors. You know, the Japanese are not talking much about this because they don't want to ruin the Olympics. And it shouldn't be. I mean, if in fact, the airline, all the shutting down of service, this is madness. The whole thing is madness.
Well, I don't know if that's total madness, because what you want to do is you want to contain it. That's how to get rid of this.
Yeah.
Because what we, again, to put it in perspective, doctors talk, infectious disease doctors, they talk about a term called RO. This is how much you can spread an infection to others. How infectious is it? And the RO so far, we think, for the new coronavirus is about 1.5 to 3.5. What that means, Doug, is that for anyone who's infected, they can spread it to about 1.5 to 3.5 people. To put this in perspective, measles is up to 10. The flu is about 3 to 4. So what you want to do is try to contain this and not spread it to other people, and that's how you're going to take care of this. So it's containment. It's not that this is viral Armageddon, because it's not. And these reactions to stopping flights, closing the borders, because I really believe closing the border from China early on has saved America a lot of havoc right now, and that's why we're behind the curve in this. But this is not viral Armageddon, and these efforts to our containment, to keep it from spreading, because that's how we're going to get it away and make it go away. And the word out, if you believe the current theme from China, I think early on it was unbelievable, but I think they're getting a little more reasonable as everyone's watching them, and it looks like it has peaked in China, because they have aggressively, they didn't do it initially, shame on them, but they have later on aggressively contained this thing, and you can see the outcome, which has been good.
All right, so let's move over to Japan, where doctors are treating COVID As you know, everybody else is. They want seriously to control it because they don't want to lose the Olympics. That's big business for them this summer. So what the advice is that I have gleaned, and this seems like seriously excellent advice, frankly, to ensure that your mouth is dry, is moist all the time. Your mouth and your throat should never be dry. This is, again, Japanese doctors and what they're telling their patients. Take a few sips of water every 10 to 15 minutes. They explain to their patients, even if the virus gets into your mouth, drinking water and other liquids will wash the virus down through your esophagus into your stomach. Once it's there, the acid in your stomach will kill the virus. If you don't, you got a dry mouth, you don't drink water enough, the virus will enter into your windpipe, down into your lungs, and that's what makes it dangerous. Do you subscribe to that? Does that make sense?
Well, somewhat, but it doesn't make sense unless you sniff the water and drown. I don't understand how you clog it from the nasal passage, because most of us are breathing it in. And also, unless you bathe your eyes, you touch your hands to the surfaces and you touch your eyes, you're going to get this. So it doesn't all go through the mouth. Yes, some of it does, but some of it goes through the nose and some of it goes through the eyes.
Yeah, I've heard that it likes being in the sinus cavity. And then there are other people who say one of the things you can do is to use hydrogen peroxide, gargle with that.
I wouldn't recommend that.
You wouldn't. All right.
Hydrogen peroxide gargle?
Yeah.
That's I would not want to take that internally.
All right. Okay. So there you have it. A little more info. Calm down, though. I think those are the words of reassurance from Dr. Ken.
Keep your immune system up.
28 past the hour.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we'd make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
What's in store right now at your local Staples?
Make plans this weekend to save.
Staples weekend exclusive deals mean big discounts.
Buy two True Red multipurpose paper reams or 5 and 10 ream cases and get one free.
Plus, right now, save an additional 20%. You'll pay as little as $3.20 per ream.
And all 12 packs of True Red markers are only $4.99 each. At Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only ends 3/15/20 while supplies last. Limit 3 on paper.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth. TalkZone.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The continuing spread of coronavirus in the United States causing panic buying at a lot of supermarkets and other stores. Many shoppers are afraid the stores are going to close soon because of the outbreak. Others are afraid they may end up quarantined, unable to get out to shop. At a Trader Joe's on the Upper West Side of Manhattan yesterday, the crowds were huge.
All right, cool, no problem.
Once you get into the store, the store is completely at capacity.
Over 1,700 cases of the virus have now been confirmed in the U.S., and over 40 people have died of it. President Trump's blaming the CDC and Obama administration for a slow response to the outbreak, tweeting that the CDC has known about its need for a better testing system for years, but did nothing about it. And this is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Just a bit more on the coronavirus. This is, I don't mean it to be silly, but because alcohol kills germs, how about if you're drinking scotch or bourbon or whiskey or vodka or whatever it is? I've heard some of the people that couldn't find the Purell stuff around made a concoction of, as a matter of fact, my son's wife put aloe vera together with vodka. Does alcohol enter into this equation any way, shape, or form?
But you don't want to drink it. Alcohol will work, but you want to put something in it to soften the skin so you don't dry out your skin. And hydrogen peroxide, you know, if you want to gargle with 1%, just make sure you don't swallow it.
Yeah, there have been some crazy people who said, I'm going to gargle with bleach.
That's my concern with hydrogen peroxide is that you swallow it. Just don't. Yeah. If you want to use it, don't go above 1% and don't swallow it.
And meanwhile, there are lots of other things going on in medicine, including the news that this second person has been cured of HIV because of a stem cell transplant operation. What's the scoop there, Ken?
This was reported in Lancet just this week. The person received a stem cell transplant with cells that do not express the CCR5 gene, which produces a protein that helps the virus enter the cell. So this is pretty clever. They selectively found somebody's stem cells that had a mutant in it, which would prevent the patient from actually being able to accept any of this virus. The cells without the CCR5 gene were part of a bone marrow transplant which the person was undergoing as a treatment for Hodgkin's lymphoma. And Doug, following the transplant and at 30 months after the person ceased getting these antiretroviral therapy drugs, which is what we now treat AIDS with, the doctors confirmed that the HIV viral load remained undetectable in blood samples. So this is a clever way to ultimately cure somebody of AIDS by giving them stem cells, which are mutants, which don't have this gene, which is required to take in the HIV virus to get infected.
By definition, if you have HIV, AIDS, that sort of thing, you are in a compromised position. A lot of people just die because they get pneumonia.
Today we have these antiretroviral drugs, a combination of several of them, and it's become a very livable problem. I wouldn't recommend people doing anything less than trying to prevent it. But now, when I first was early on in my experience, I was training in cardiology in 1985, 86. We had wards full of men dying from AIDS. It was the most horrible thing I ever experienced as a physician. And now it's a treatable, livable it's not a death sentence anymore.
The question was about having a compromised immune system, which comes as a result of HIV and AIDS, and whether or not people like that, as some folks who have have a different lifestyle, are more likely to get the coronavirus.
Oh, absolutely. This is, they're in the high-risk group. Their immune systems are compromised. And, yes, they're in the 15% that really need to be protected.
Right. Yeah, okay. Now, let's see here. The exercise report of the week for people, American Heart Association, certainly you as a cardiologist interested in what happens if you are an intense exerciser like you and I are.
Well, I do everything in moderation. Train, don't strain. And so intensity takes on a different word and view for people who exercise. That's my approach to it. I don't want to hurt myself, but I do it. I do it enjoying it. I leave the gym more energetic than I entered. And the news is the American Heart Association, who made a statement this week, the American Heart Association stated that people with heart conditions and those who do not exercise regularly, they may be at risk of cardiovascular events when participating in intense exercise. So what the American Heart Association, Doug, is recommending is that if you haven't exercised in a while or ever, you should start off easily with just light walking. And this seems like just good common sense.
Let's take it one step further, if we may. If you're a woman, there has been an increased risk for women in the last, 10, 20 years, 30 years? When did it become a problem more for women even than it is for men? Isn't it
in the late 1980s, 1987 or 8, women started exceeding men for the amount of heart disease. Part of it is they started catching up with men in smoking and also getting out into the stressful world and eating out and not eating as well as they should and not having as much time as they could for exercising. So women wanted to be out there in the real world working, and they got exposed to all of the bad lifestyle aspects of working in the real world.
I saw the American Heart Association has something called the Go Red for Women movement.
Exactly.
You know about that one?
Oh, absolutely. This is to recognize that the number one risk to good health among women is heart disease. If you put all of the problems of health combined for a woman, they don't even come close to the number of women who each year die from heart disease. Most women, if you poll them, if you ask anybody, what's a woman's greatest risk to good health, well, you know what they'll say? breast cancer. But there's seven times more deaths from heart disease than from breast cancer. What you're quoting as Go Red for Women is an effort to educate, especially women, that their number one risk to good health is heart disease.
Another reason for you to lose weight. Ken will have that report next year on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. If you're a hardworking American and you pay a lot in taxes, how about this? Get $5,000 back from the last 3 years' tax returns. Huh? People are saying, what's this? The company's called Family Tax Returns. They will take your filed income tax returns for the past 3 years. They'll analyze them. They are experts. They're all former IRS agents. They find hidden credits, deductions, that sort of thing. So if you want to get what you're entitled to, don't we all, if you've already filed your tax return even this year, don't worry, it's not too late. These folks guarantee, folks at Family Tax guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000. That's a heck of a guarantee. Or their services are free. So call 800-262-0318 and get in on that. The $5,000 bonus, if you will. Get it back. Call this number. 800-262-0318. Call them. Get out your last 3 years of tax returns and go to town. Save that money. Get back $5,000. 800-262-0318.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Next up, Dr. Ken, focusing here on the proposition of losing weight. We're always talking about Calitrin, losing weight, that sort of thing. Latest research here is a very impactful thing for men especially, yes?
Most of us are concerned about one day getting prostate cancer, and there is something we now know you can do to dramatically lower the risk of getting prostate cancer, and this was published this month in the Annals of Oncology, and that is to lose weight. Get your BMI 25 or less, and you're going to get your risk of prostate cancer lower.
Every year we have this discussion about what my numbers are and what my prostate feels like and all of that sort of stuff. You cannot minimize, men, as you get older, taking care of this to get on a good supplement and get off the fat, because fat's what causes that cancer, right? Eating a lot of fatty steak, meat, that sort of thing. That's really kind of what causes this, isn't it?
Right.
It didn't help any.
Exactly. And
that's
use it and eat a healthy life and get down to ideal body weight.
Right. Use it means the more ejaculation that you have, the healthier your prostate is going to be. I mean,
that is correct.
Bottom line. That's it. Okay.
Up to a point, but that's
correct. No, I understand. Yeah. Okay. A couple of other things from your area of expertise in terms of research this week. Chest scans and whether those people who go in for what would that be, examination of your heart, your lungs, that sort of thing?
It's all about preventing lung cancer. We're now recommending for those who have significantly smoked in the past to get a yearly CT scan looking for early signs of lung cancer. The problem is when you start getting symptoms, you're coughing, it's way too late. The cancer is far and advanced. And we now know that the way to prevent and get in there early is by doing these CT scans. And there was a concern with these low-dose CT scans that we'd be doing more harm than good. Well, we now know, without any doubt, published this week in Radiology, that these low-dose chest CT scans don't harm DNA. So if you were a big-time smoker and you didn't give it up more than 15 years ago, talk to your doctor about whether you should have your annual low-dose CT chest scan. Just make sure it's a low-dose CT chest scan, and this will help prevent lung cancer and all the havoc associated with it.
All right. That sounds like very important advice. All right. And that, by the way, if you're a smoker, you're in that 15% as well, right? If you have smoked or you are a smoker, you're in the risk, you're in the high risk.
If you are a significant smoker, you probably have emphysema, and that is an important chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that's going to make your lungs not be as able to clear that virus as the normal lung. So stop vaping, stop smoking, because both of those put you at into the group of 15% high risk for this virus.
All right, next up. The AFib, when your heart beats like a bag of worms. No, listen, I've been listening to that for, 14 years now. I know, I've got it down. And that's what AFib is, really. My father had it, and I probably would have it if I hadn't been on so much magnesium over the years. So what do you think? What's going on now? How do we shield ourselves from AFib?
Incredibly common problem. 2 to 3 million Americans have it. Most common electrical instability of the heart when the top of the heart, not the bottom, but the top of the heart beats like a bag of worms, puts it at increased risk for producing clots, which get sent up to the brain, cause stroke. About 30% of all strokes are caused from this. And what we learn from a statement from the American Heart Association this week, they were busy putting out statements, is that living healthier can help you prevent atrial fibrillation. And these are the things we talk about all the time. Watching your weight, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your blood sugar, eating a healthy diet, getting into an exercise program once the doctor says it's okay, limiting alcohol, not smoking, getting the stress out of your life. These are the things that will help you actually prevent getting atrial fibrillation. If you have a history of atrial fibrillation in your family, you have to be even more concerned about this because there is a somewhat of a genetic tendency to getting atrial fibrillation. It's not all genetic, but there definitely is a gene for atrial fibrillation.
So can you tell, we haven't talked much about my report from you this year on the air, because you don't think there's that much to be concerned about. But I wonder, from time to time, about AFib, and because my father had it when he got it, he was in his 50s, and he had a stroke when he was 91, and that came as a direct result of all the medication that he took for, this is back in the...
And he was a smoker also.
Well, when he was younger, a little, not a lot.
But he probably had a lot of secondhand smoke.
Around my mother, we all did. And so that's the thing. You know, we got a couple of seconds for that. What do you say?
AFib is an issue of aging. It is significantly increased as you get into your 70s and your 80s. Just as you get older from 50, it starts ramping up. And you want to make sure your coronaries are okay, your lungs are okay, and your thyroid is okay. There's multiple causes for atrial fibrillation. The structure of your heart, if it starts to enlarge because of valve problems, this also can lead to atrial fibrillation, a long list. Just stay healthy. Watch if you have these palpitations, you feel your heart beating rapidly, this is a sign of it. Make sure you occasionally get an electrocardiogram. Just live a hard, healthy life, and you can prevent this.
Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Call Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken comes to us from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. And people listen, hundreds and thousands of people listen to Ken here and through our podcast, which, by the way, you can get all the recent ones. As a matter of fact, all of them are archived at GoodDayHealthShow.com. The recent one, most recent from Ken, is a focus on the coronavirus for sure. And we talk about your body mass index, that kind of thing. But it's always, and then we have a discussion about irregular sleep patterns, what that means for heart disease. Just a thorough overview of what's going on. Take your fish oil. That's what Ken recommends in the latest Good Day Health podcast. You can get that where Apple Podcasts show up. You take that, you've got the app or Spotify or Stitcher or Blog Talk, TalkStream Live, iTunes. It's all there. GoodDayHealthShow.com. Dr. Ken and his clinic at Lake Cardiology down in Florida. Lots of people come from all over the country, especially now. People hear this and they're not getting good info from their own doctor and they want to take a journey down there. Here's how you connect with Dr. Ken at his clinic, 352-735-1400. That's how you call into the clinic in Florida, 352-735-1400. It's a trip well worth taking. All right, first question. What does it mean when you say if you're told by a doctor that you're COVID-19 symptoms are mild. What does that mean? Do you not worry about precautions? You don't have to protect yourself? Am I just getting a cold? How does all that weigh in here, Ken?
Okay, so you have to look, great question, Doug. You have to look at it, how does it affect me and how does it affect everyone else around me? So first, this is the 85%. How does it affect me when you get that news? This is the 85% group. You're young, you're under 70 or 60, you have no chronic illness, you're going to get over this. Again, this is not viral Armageddon, and you're going to feel like you just had maybe a cold, a little more than the usual cold, and it'll be all gone. But the important thing is that you don't want to get anyone else infected. So it might not be a bad idea to stay away from everybody until you're no longer shedding virus. And this has varied in various studies. And this is where you may want to get tested and make sure that you're not exposing everybody else, especially if you are in close quarters with people who would be at high risk, who are older in the 70 and 80 group and have chronic illness. You don't want to get them infected because that's the big problem. Isolate yourself. Don't go to work and make sure when you get back into close quarters with people, you're no longer shedding virus. And that may require some testing by your doctor.
All right. Let's go back to this is a senior who's wanting to know about coronavirus, especially this person has asthma. I think you've covered this, but you might want to underscore it for a moment if you can.
Absolutely. The asthmatics are going to be at high risk. And how do you know when you need to call the doctor? Because if you have a cold right now, it's probably not a good idea to show up in the doctor's office. Call the doctor's office and get advice, because a lot of this can be done over the phone, and you can avoid contaminating, getting other people sick. And there is a subgroup of people who do get sick, who need to get to the hospital. If you suddenly notice that your symptoms are accelerating, you know, in the morning they start, an hour or two later you're a lot worse, an hour or two later the fever's going higher, the breathing's less, those are the people who need to get to the emergency room. The other group, the second of two groups that need to get to the emergency room, obviously are the people who suddenly can't breathe, severe shortness of breath. Get yourself to the emergency room. So if your symptoms are accelerating, that's the one group. And if you suddenly can't breathe, then obviously get yourself to the emergency room. Otherwise, don't just present because you're going to get everyone else sick. Call the office first. Call the ER. Get some advice about what you might be able to do, because most of this can be treated by phone without you having to present. There's now telehealth, but you can do most of this over the phone.
All right. Got time for one quickie here. Somebody had a question about collagen peptides and what it does to the skin. What is collagen? Well, we talk about that all the time, probably from the spot that we did. We only got 30 seconds, so what do you say?
I think this is one of the supplements that can help the joints. I don't have anything against it. Does it help? Maybe. You can try it. It's not cheap. Try it. See what you do. I mean, it's not my first recommendation, but I think it's out there over the Internet. There's a lot of supplements here, and maybe it'll help you. Maybe it won't.
Dr. Ken Cronos. Questions for Dr. Ken here at 59 past the hour.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.